nothing.
Flyer from Brazil. You guys are on a boat now, and Frank and Mercedes are young, beautiful people. Is there any chance to, have something going on?
Frank and Mercedes are definitely beautiful people. Nick and Ophelia, will they have something?
There hasn't been anything yet.
No.
No.
There hasn't. They've definitely teased at it, though, a little bit.
I was talking about this with Mercedes, and I don't know. I think they started to set it up.
Yeah.
And then lost their nerve.
I think they realized it was maybe a bit too soon. You know, this happens, like, it's confusing for our show because it's all happening in a very small period of time. The show is incredibly condensed. And we're still only really, like, a week out. They started setting up a few things in earlier drafts of scripts that were quite transformative or character changes, physical appearance and characteristics changing. And we were all, I think they realized, though, they needed to stretch it out a little bit.
How long did until you met Jack since?
It's been, Matt? I guess it's been like
a week. Because I'm thinking about it, because Gloria has only died like a week ago.
I know, they've all...
We've all got new boyfriends.
No, it's yeah, that's the whole thing. It's all very condensed and it's all happening in a very short amount of time, but it feels like such a long time. But all those wounds are very, very fresh. Yeah. I can't even... Matt died, because there was that period of time in the first season, there was like a jump in like 9 days.
Mm.
And then now I think since then... I mean, we're so bad with knowing exactly where, but it's only been like
too soon.
It's such a
I'll sit closer to him.
Janina.
What do you
What do I expect from her?
Mm-hmm.
I expect we'll see quite a journey for her, which is a very obvious answer. I'm sorry, that wasn't the most deep answer I could find there. But I guess what's the big distinction for season one and season two with Alicia is that season one, she was quite a reactionary and observant character. She had a lot of... it was the environment around her that were really defining how she would act. But she never really had quite a clear objective as some of the other characters. And I think with this season, we're starting to see her actually come into her own choices and become her own person, because she's, you know, a teenage girl and she's now going to have to become a young woman quite quickly in this very lawless world. So I think that's going to be really interesting, and I think we can also expect an interesting dynamic between mother and daughter, which I'm excited to start really, you know, exploring and for people to see. So some really, really good like female stuff. Yeah, because I'm a female, so.
Dudes, there's a lot of girl power.
Yeah, but I mean, not even that. It's like, you know, getting to really explore the dynamic of like a mother and daughter, and like Kim, who's like leading this show and leading this group of people, and then, you know, Alicia having similar traits to her mother, and then like, does she start to take over? Characteristics over her mother? Does she start making choices that differ? Where do the alliances start to lie? Are they different people? Does she actually align with Madison? So I think they're like, I don't see that often, that sort of relationship really explored in TV and film as much. I think maybe the father-son role happens a lot more than like maybe a mother-daughter, because I think a mother-daughter relationship is really, really complicated. It is. And, like, I mean, my mother and I were so close, but it's a very, any, like, daughter and mother knows, like, there is a very interesting dynamic, and I'm really excited to dig my teeth into it.
This is a question for both of you. I had the opportunity of interviewing you guys last August, and many of the questions were about the constant comparison with The Walking Dead and how was the show going to be faring. Well, now we know that it's been like the most successful premiere, and most successful premiere the first season for any cable TV show. Do you think it's time for Fear to stop being the sister or the companion story and start gaining its own, you know, place?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what's great for this season is that it's 15 episodes. 6 episodes was a very small amount of time to establish our own show, to break away from such a huge franchise mothership. And so we finally get 15 episodes to really explore and be with these characters and define our own world. I think we did a really great job for the first season, and I love that it had a very cinematic look that was quite different to the original. And it was, I mean, we've obviously chosen a location that lights it differently, and that gives it a very different color. And it's all those small things that now will obviously be playing a much bigger part.
I don't think we will ever truly shake The Walking Dead, though, and I don't think you'd want to. I think The Walking Dead will be on, I mean, I have no idea, but I assume we'll be on television for the next, some bastardization will be on, and it's more just becoming like a, it's just a genre almost now. I think it's just a device. It's a good name as well, The Walking Dead.
You know what someone pointed out to me recently, though, with the whole thing of us being on water and then being called Fear the Walking Dead, and they were like, shouldn't it be like Fear the Swimming Dead? And I was like, no. Absolutely right.
Fear the Floating Dead.
Fear the Wading Dead. Not the same kind of dramatic impact.
John Sebastian.
Frank.
Yes.
I want to know where did you get this image for Nick? It was on the square band, or it was a proposal for you, this look?
Nick's clothes were... Nick's clothes for the first episode came out of justness, like that's the way it would have worked, really. And it wasn't really so much a conceived idea as something that just sort of happened quite organically when I started to think about it, the old man's clothes. As for my hair, I've always had that long hair. And I actually, because I should cut it, I'm going to cut it, I promise I'll cut it soon. But again, it just sort of happened. I thought it'd be interesting as well never to know what Nick looks like. Who asked the question? I'm sorry, I looked away. I thought it'd be interesting never to know what Nick looks like as well, so that he's always going through other people's clothes in a strange sense. So we never see who. Well, I didn't know what he looked like.
Well, you had a good theory too about how. You told me a good story of refugees when they find themselves, like, you know, escaping somewhere. They pick up clothes because they no longer have a home, and they really keep clothing on them because that becomes their identity.
Yeah, absolutely.
When they're homeless.
Also, clothes are, shoes are always the first thing I find for a character as well. So it wasn't conceived. It came quite organically.
Did you just say end quote?
Did I?
No, I don't think maybe you did. <Yeah.
laughs> I said organically.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I'm going to say that after I finish every
quote.
Sentence. End quote.
Lupe?
Over and out.
So my question, you know, in horror and in film history, you know, the line between scary and funny is always kind of blurred. So I'm just wondering if you ever find humor in what you're doing, or if you ever have a moment, maybe while filming season two, where you just, you know, you got the giggles, or you couldn't, you know, you couldn't help like find the humor in the situation when there's zombies and water and boats. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm always tickled by a zombie. It always gets me.
Yeah.
All the gore stuff, like blood and all that stuff, becomes can be funny filming, I suppose. Mm.
And because it is so fake on set, it does become very funny very quickly. It's actually a surprisingly lighthearted environment because it is so extraordinary. Like, it's very bizarre. And, there is actually a lot of giggling on set. Yeah. But as for, like, the actual show, in terms of like the scenes and the scripts, it has been a little bit of a, we've really had to find where to put some lightheartedness and fun into it, because sometimes it just does get bogged down in the heaviness of the situation, the reality of it. But I think that's what The Walking Dead does quite well. Like, I always found there was a kind of what is going on there? It's like something like sharpening steak knives.
Yeah. The Cooking Dead.
Yeah. We've really had to find some moments of lightness to keep it elevated.
Very cool.
Catalina?
Do you have a favorite scene this season that you can explain us?
A favorite scene this season? I probably can't even tell you if I do. There have been some really, really great moments. I'm really excited for... Actually, you know what? There is one scene. And it's in episode 5. It's the first scene, and it's revolves around a steak being cooked.
Mm.
Which sounds very weird, but I enjoyed that scene a lot.
I don't know. I'd be interested to see the stuff that I'm not in as well, because you don't.
Yeah,
watched it for the first time last night, the first episode, and it's just great to see everyone else's.
Yeah,
stuff.
What everyone else does when you're not around.
Yeah.
And how great everyone is too.
Yeah.
I'm constantly like, oh wow.
But favourite scene, that's too early to say. I couldn't say because it would be too late into the season. I'd spoil it probably.
Yeah.
Hi. I wanted to ask you about sort of the fans of the show and the fan economics. Because on the convention scene, a lot of people do cosplay. I presume they're going to start dressing up as your characters if they haven't already. And you become things like vinyl figures, and you appear on lunchboxes, stamps, and whatever else they've got.
Yeah.
What have you encountered from that world so far, and what's been the weirdest kind of experience? And how odd is it to be things like vinyl figures?
I haven't seen any vinyl figures yet. Have we got any yet?
I don't think so. We don't really have...
I don't know.
Haven't really had that much experience with that stuff yet on this show. They've done all the... Like, we had to do this weird thing where they put you in, like, a little... Like, a platform with all these cameras around you to take all the photos and measure you so they can make weird little figures. But we haven't really had too much of that yet. And in terms of the fans too, I think, you know, the first season just came and went so quickly, and it had a really strong impact. But I think hopefully, like, while this is second season is airing, that's when maybe we'll find a little bit more momentum. I've had some weird experiences on other shows with fan stuff. Found out yesterday someone has a tattoo of a character.
Are you serious?
But it's like my face.
Really? On their face.
And I was like, oh my god. Yeah.
But I haven't had too many. Everyone's always very nice.
Yeah.
When you meet, I don't have any
I mean, there hasn't been anything crazy yet. I have, yeah.
Mary? Hi, I'm Mary from Norway. I just wanted to follow up on that little and ask you, Frank, how, after becoming a part of the Walking Dead family, how the fandom connected to this franchise differs or is similar to the fandom connected to the Harry Potter series?
Yeah, I don't know. I never got too involved in it. I try not involve myself in thinking about that stuff much. So I don't have Twitter or Bebo. I don't know if they're different. I couldn't tell. I don't know. I always really like my fans. I'm not sure if it's a certain type of person who watches this show or Harry Potter, if they're similar or not. But it's a strange thing. I haven't got my head round it yet to really be able to give any sort of intelligent answer about that. Similarities? I don't know if there's similarities.
I mean, you did Harry Potter when you were quite young, though, too.
Yes, I did.
So, and it was before a lot of the craziness of things like Instagram and Twitter.
That's true.
This is...
What is weird is photos. I'm thinking about this yesterday. Like, I might just... You have to take photos with people all the time now. Like, walking down the street, it's like...
You get
and
a lot
I
of
still
it.
And I still have I just have like holiday photo and I still haven't like
figured out
the difference between what kind of stuff. Yeah, that's strange. That's
the weird
strange.
One is when someone's like, "Can I take a photo of you?" and it's like, "Are you gonna be in it? Are you just taking a photo of me? Like just right here."
Yeah.
Why? You get it anywhere. It's a strange thing. Yeah.
Margaret?
I have some questions for my editor, so forgive me.
Fine.
Apparently, the Walking Dead cast had a reaction to all the gore, and some of them stopped eating red meat. So I was wondering, being around the gore and the oozing and whatnot, has it had any effect on you at all? Or have you built up a tolerance towards icky things?
I definitely built up a tolerance to it. I was squeamish to start off with. I was like, no. Like, we read the scripts, and I'm like, oh, my God, no. Like, even imagining it. But I've built up a lot more of a tolerance. But it's also kind of funny when we're filming it. Like, it's just absurd, you know? Like, you'll have a zombie lying on the floor and then, like, covered in blood and, like, his guts open. And then just get up and walk around and you're like, oh. Grab a coffee and then it's, like, very absurd. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably less squeamish now with horror. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
And no effect on your diet?
No effect on my
no.
diet.
No.
No.
Still a pescatarian.
You're not a pescatarian.
Okay. Was that it? We've got a couple more back here to Dominic.
Hi, Alicia. Dominic from New Zealand.
Hey.
Hi. You kind of spoke to us a little bit just now with your tattoo story, but considering recent events in regards to the exit of your character from that other show and the kind of furore that popped up around that, has that changed sort of how you approach characters now that you sort of have been taught a lesson just how much they mean to people, especially in a show where characters do often unceremoniously exit?
Yes. It was a very unexpected turn of events. I really didn't ever expect for that character to become quite as much of an icon. But I mean, what an incredible sort of power that has for, you know, groups of people and storytelling. And I think I have a very newfound respect for storytelling and like and the world of hair and makeup and costume and how true collaboration can really bring to life an incredible character. I think one thing that has been a little confronting was the realization that you don't own a character, really. Like, it's not, it does become other people's, and it's hard because your face is on it and you are part of it, portraying it, but it's at some point there is a line where it stops being yours, where other people create fan fiction or they dress up themselves or and so you are attached to it and they see you as that character, but it's not completely yours. So that's been a really interesting discovery for me. But I have definitely, knowing how much like a true like process of a character and creating one, how much that can mean, I've definitely put a lot more focus into really developing it, especially from something like Lexa. Yeah, seeing that reaction.
And in the back.
Well, now that you've filmed season one and you've filmed a big chunk of season two, have you thought about what you would do in the zombie apocalypse?
I know, we always get that question.
It riddles me. I don't know. I just don't know.
I know, I never have a good answer.
I don't know. I said, I came up with dig a hole. I dig a hole, like an underground system. But then I thought, what happens if the dead, like, do the dead rise from the grave? So does that mean the ground is full of crawling
skeletons.
Dead. The digging dead.
Digging dead. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, we do get that question, and I always come up with stupid, trivial answers like, I know, good eyebrow pencil. I'm going to go. I'm going to get good eyebrows to go with me. And no, I did come up with, because obviously you get the practical stuff because you need that. But I did think, you know, maybe having like a really, really good pair of mountain socks. Because my feet get cold.
They could go for weeks without washing.
And you could go for weeks, and also you wouldn't, like, if you had no shoes, they'd be pretty good.
That's true. Mountain socks.
In the back here. Oh, actually, the gentleman behind you, and then we'll come to you next. Sorry.
Hey, Adam from the UK. Alicia, you told us a little bit about your character earlier. Frank, can you tell us what fans can expect from Nick? He's such an intriguing guy in this relationship with Victor as well. Mm. What can you sort of tease or hint, or where's he going?
Oh, it's difficult. I hope. I don't know. I couldn't say where the relationship with Victor's going. I trust Victor. Nick trusts Victor implicitly. Just because he saved his life, so that relationship's, you know, is that. I don't know. I think Nick's journey will hopefully be a spiritual one. I think as much as I want to know what's going on, you know, like what's happening. If the dead are rising from the grave, and like, what does this mean? What does it mean? Is it end times? Is it judgment day? Is it what is going on? Where I think that's what I'm interested for Nick as well, is this idea of what is the dead?
And he starts really to investigating.
Yeah. And a different take on the genre or the idea of what a zombie is or how they should be treated.
Hi, I'm Ayala from Israel. You shot a lot at sea. Did you ever get seasick? And what were the challenges about shooting at sea?
We actually never get seasick because the boat's very stationary, which has been lucky for us. It's in a very large tank, but it's still. I think and the crew we have, because they've shot so many amazing water-based films and down there, the crew is the water crew, and the ones who rig the boats and like move everything around are just so amazing, and they spend like 12 hours in freezing water and they just somehow do it and they just don't feel the cold. I don't know about challenges. What do you
On the boat?
Yeah. Or water.
You can't set anything in water, so your marks are always moving, and you've got to turn the whole boat around every time you change angle, so it can be quite... can take a while.
You're probably sick of being drenched in water. Like,
yeah.
You out of all of us have really had a...
Yeah, that's so nice.
A lot of time in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've kept nice and dry.
It's going to be our last question.
Hola, again. José Torres Estrellas in LA. You guys are working with El Maestro Rubén Blades. I was wondering if you're familiar with his music. And being in Baja, have you picked up any Spanish?
Very poor amount of Spanish. I can order my breakfast. we tried, but of course everyone wants to speak English to us. I'm like, no, I want to learn.
I know, terrible Spanish.
I'm gonna
buy a phrasebook.
I brought one and I haven't even used it. We have been trying, but as soon as we move back over to LA, like, you forget it quite quickly if you don't keep it up.
As for Ruben, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Familiar with, had gotten, I'm getting more and more familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still having.
Yeah, he's like a rock star down there.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Your blood boils, at least personally, when you hear that music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's.
Beautiful words
great.
As well. I've been looking up the translations. It's like beautiful, beautiful lyrics. Mm.
Yeah.
You have time for one very last question.
Sorry, me again. I just absolutely loved the underwater scene in the first episode back, and I just wonder, Frank, can you talk a little about shooting that? And are you good in water? Are you a little scared? Is it kind of confining?
I'm all right in the water. That scene especially is difficult in terms of like camera angles and marks and lighting and green screen. So that stuff gets quite technical. When you're underwater, like I remember that scene taking a while to get it right, and also water kept going up like my nose. But it looked beautiful, though. I thought it was really nice that scene. But that's Adam as well. That was the director's just great at those beautiful shots, at his...
Stunning shots. He really lets it breathe, too. Like,
absolutely.
He gives time to those shots.
Yeah, that's all Adam,
which is
that
so
scene.
Important. Yeah, it looked amazing on that big screen last night, too. I was like, wow.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
You.
We are going to let the journalists take a picture with you guys, your favorite.
I know.
So we'll have you guys come up here. If you are interested in a quick photo, we'll bring